Hello everyone, and welcome into this all-new episode of Track Talk. I'm Andrew Gallinger. The first round, the round of 16 in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series playoffs, is set to come to an end this weekend in an all-new race for the NASCAR playoffs, a road course. For the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, this is the first time a road course has been a part of their postseason. A road course that's all new. It's the Charlotte Roval. A course using a portion of the traditional oval at Charlotte Motor Speedway, as well as an all new designed infield road course. This is also the first time a road course and a track that has never been run on before has served as the playoff cutoff race. Both of those instances, intertwining as they are, should make for a very exciting elimination race for the round of 16. Brad Keselowski, Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr. are all locked into the next round. Keselowski and Kyle Busch on wins. Martin Truex Jr. on points. Once Kevin Harvick starts the race at the Roval on Sunday, he will also be locked in to the round of 12. For everybody else, though, it is curiosity permeating through the garage as to who could make it in. You have drivers with more than a 20-point cushion over that last position, but with the unknown of the road course, a course that has never been raced on before, none of those drivers can consider themselves safe. Take 7-time champion Jimmy Johnson, for instance. He is outside the top 12, but only 6 points back. Normally, you'd think that'd be points that could be easily made up. But with this all-new layout, there's no telling what to expect. In testing and practice beginning of the weekend, we have seen a handful of crashes in the back stretch chicane. The course comprised of 17 turns, a front and a back stretch chicane, as well as a handful of technical corners through the Charlotte Motor Speedway infield. It was found during testing and practicing that the infield at CMS has elevation change that the drivers are going to have to also contend with. So many unknowns headed into the Bank of America Roval 400. Unknowns that these drivers, crew chiefs, are saying they're concerned about. Will they be moving forward? There's still a good chance of that. Practice and qualifying have not been uneventful for all the teams. Teams seem to be getting a handle on it heading into Sunday's race, but there's still the unknown because all 40 cars haven't been around each other at once. Most of the incidents have been single car situations. It is the unknown this weekend at Charlotte Motor Speedway. The unknown of which four drivers will be out of playoff contention after the event at the Roval. Because this race doesn't correlate to any future playoff races this year, this could be a situation where we see playoff drivers that are towards the back of the grid, such as Denny Hamlin and Jimmy Johnson, as I mentioned before, that are on the outside looking in, that maybe they take a few extra chances knowing that they're strong at traditional road courses. But you can also argue this is not a traditional road course. Maybe it does fall into Jimmy Johnson's wheelhouse because he has run the Rolex 24 at Daytona. Different types of race cars for sure, but Daytona uses a portion of the 2.5 mile speedway as well as the infield for the classic Rolex 24 at Daytona. Johnson's competed in that before. Could that give him an edge this weekend in a stock car? Possibly. All these drivers are trying to find any advantage they can using the simulator, all the testing and practicing they've done. Even crashing tells them, okay, here's how we need to adjust that given point. The backstretch chicane has been calamity corner for most drivers. Well, we'll just have to wait and see what happens. The Bank of America Robo 400 gets rolling this weekend, and at the end of the day, four drivers will see their 2018 playoff hopes dashed. Who will it be? We'll have to wait and find out. The Bank of America Robo 400 goes green this Sunday afternoon on NBC. Coming up next week, a look at the all-new playoff grid heading into the round of 12 at Dover. Thanks for coming along for the ride with me this week on Track Talk. I'll be back next week with all of your recap from what promises to be a very exciting, challenging, and stressful race at the Roval. Have a great weekend, everyone.